gaming altcoin breakout incoming?
This is like bringing a cross between Fortnite and Mortal Kombat to the blockchain.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing one of the best looking crypto games in the industry that is like a cross between Fortnite and Mortal Kombat.
This is a multiplayer on-chain game, and I'm not going to lie here. I got to be completely honest. We've been in the industry for a long time. We've been creating content for several years now. This project has been around the entire time we've been around, and I wrote it off in the at the very beginning.
Right.
I just did, you know, the name. It's like, it's probably just one of those BSC trash coins.
Yep.
Lo and behold, these guys have been building the entire time. And what we've come across, and as we keep digging into it, it looks fucking sick.
Yeah.
And I'm disappointed that I wrote it off for so long. Like,
right.
It actually looks fucking sharp. And when you dig into it, there's a ton of features and what makes it so unique from a gaming perspective.
For sure. When it comes to crypto games, blockchain games, there is a ton of trash out there.
Yeah.
Right? People are just making these garbage 2D pixelated games or card playing games or just blatant copies of other games, attaching a token, selling NFTs, calling it a day.
Yeah.
Most of these games never even launched from the last bull run, right? That's why we haven't covered a lot of crypto games on the show. But what we're seeing now is a complete revamp in the whole crypto gaming industry, which I think is about to explode as a whole. And this game in particular, I used to be a big gamer. We used to be big gamers, not so much anymore. However, I still know a lot. Yeah, maybe we'll get back into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know a lot about video games. The most important things for video games is two things: the gameplay and the graphics.
Yeah.
And when you see the gameplay and the graphics for this crypto game, you're going to think it's like from the PS5. This is like legitimate AAA stuff.
I think that's why it's taking so long to get it out there. And plus, you're trying to do it on the blockchain and make a cross-chain, multi-chain. You know, so your character can be from Solana and my character can be on Avalanche.
Yeah.
That's no easy feat to do in the coding world, man. Let alone like building in the play to earn aspect of everything as well, right? Like it's a lot of techie stuff that has to be done.
For sure. So the project in the altcoin we're talking about today is called Katana Inu. The token is KATA. And it's a third person, rapid action, multiplayer online battle game. So we said it's like a cross between, I would say, Fortnite, Mortal Kombat, and World of Warcraft, right? So it's third person. You're running around at rapid speeds. You'll see as we'll put the real gameplay trailers up as we talk about it. You're running around as a host of different characters. It can be from different blockchains. It's free to play. There's all kinds of different skins and weapons. There's battles. There's exploring. You can explore as teams, like in World of Warcraft. And this is one thing, again, I want to say, and I want to stress this point. Look at this real gameplay footage. This is not just like a cinematic trailer.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these games, they're selling themselves on, look at this trailer. It's like, oh, this is obviously not gameplay
footage. Trailer's bullshit.
Katana Inu is showing you, look, this game is built. It is nearly ready to go. And the real gameplay footage looks phenomenal.
Yeah, look, so they have a Battle Royale version, which is like the Fortnite aspect. I think there's going to be like 60 players. And then you can play as all these different skins. And you know, you made, well, why NFT skins, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But when you go onto like actual Fortnite, people are paying you know, money to get these like unique skins. They're paying money for it.
Huge money. I think I saw like one of these skins for a rifle in Call of Duty.
Yeah. Sold for like $1 million or something.
Yeah.
So to think that these NFTs don't actually have value, they will, especially in this game when you can play as like an Inu character or a Doji or whatever you want to play as. To bring this to a cross-chain, multi-chain platform is going to be absolutely huge. Then they have like one-on-one or three-on-three battle modes, more like the Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking sick.
I like the fact that, yeah, we've mentioned a few times already, it's a cross-chain integration. So they're integrating and partnering with all these top blockchains in the gaming world. So you have Solana, Avalanche, Polygon. I would say Solana, Avalanche, and Polygon are probably the top three gaming blockchains because of their speed, low gas fees, and scalability. So boom, Katana Inu has not just chosen one, Solana. They've already integrated with all three. So you can have your Solana characters playing against your Avalanche characters, playing against your whatever. Yeah. Then they've also got, they can see the power of, you know, whatever you think of meme coins. Meme coins have the power of, you know, being funny and approachable and bringing people into crypto. So, you know, you see that Katana Inu is brought in, boom, you can play as Pepe. You play as Pepe and Katana Inu right away. So you can see that Katana Inu is making all the moves to bring in new people into crypto. Be like, look, oh, this game looks fun. This game looks cool. They've got all my favorite characters.
Pretty cool. So you can go to katanainu.com and you can actually play the game now. So I think if you hold X amount of tokens or whatever, you can get on there and get into the like the beta testing and whatnot. Mm. It'll become open beta at the end of Q3 2024. So the reason we're bringing this to your attention now is because I think you're going to start to see marketing ramp up as it gets closer to more accessibility to the masses. But right now you can't actually get into it and start playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, the integrations, they're making strides with Immutable X for cross-chain NFTs and all that stuff. Portal Coin Scale, S-K-A-L-E, for seamless scalability. They're working with all the right big name players in the space to ensure that this game is a success.
And I think the best part about it is like it's one server that's going to be hosting all the different chains in one. So we said already, if I'm on Solana, I can play against you if you're on Polygon.
Yeah.
But then they're going to have different leaderboards for each blockchain. So whoever has the most points or kills or whoever has the best items or whatever, it's all going to be on different leaderboards. So there's going to be the leader on the Solana ecosystem. There can be the leader on Avalanche and you can all play together, which I think is pretty cool. And then they're also working on, in the future, if you look at their roadmap, you know, I think this is one thing that needs to be addressed in crypto gaming is like the wallets, right? Because there's so many different chains, EVM, non-EVM, Solana, Avalanche, blah, blah, blah. But Katana Inu has already said they have a streamlined wallet system under development, which is going to be, I think this is what they're doing with Immutable X. It's like an IMX passport. So people can have, you know, you're going to have to store your different skins and your different characters and your NFTs that you're going to earn while playing Katana Inu. Because it's a free-to-play game, but you can earn by winning, by getting these NFTs or these skins, which you can then sell for money, right? So, yes, Katana Inu is free-to-play, but there is a play-to-earn element to it.
Yeah, and there's a big team behind this, too. If you go through the team section, you have 13-plus team members. 35 of them are game developers. Then you have another 10 who are actually working on the blockchain and are back-end devs. Mm. So there is, you know, from both sides, you have a massive team of about 50 people. And you have an advisor who is the ex-Binance NFT director pushing this all from behind the scenes. So it's like there's a lot of key components all coming together, and this is a project that's been building for nearly 4 years now.
Yeah, like you can just tell, again, look at the quality of the gameplay trailers. This game is ready to absolutely explode. That's why we both personally have bags of the Katana Inu token, K-A-T-A. I mean, look, they're pushing for the open beta to go live in Q3 of this year, and I think that's when you'll start to see, like, Web 2 gamers be like, wow, this is a legitimate looking Web 2 game, but it's Web 3.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are piling into crypto. The crypto bull run is here. Retail interest is back in crypto. I think crypto gaming is one of the easiest way that can onboard a ton of people and money into crypto. I mean, you just look at how popular gaming is worldwide.
Yeah.
And the fact that it just seems like such a natural progression for gaming and blockchain technology to completely move together. Because, you know, if you're really, really good at a game, you want to be rewarded for it. And you want to build up a stable of things. You say you play Katana Inu for multiple years, and then you have this massive wallet of skins and items and characters. You can sell them all and whatever.
On different chains, too.
Yeah, sell them all on different chains, move on to the next game. Yeah. Or vice versa with other games. It's all interoperable with these marketplaces. Look, when you're talking about picking your horses in the crypto gaming ecosystem. Which crypto gaming altcoins do we want to pick? I want to pick the ones that have been building for a long time. They didn't just appear out of nowhere. I want to pick the ones that have legitimate gameplay, and the game looks actually very, very fun to play.
Yeah, with a legit team behind it building it. So we'll keep our eyes out for additional projects and coins that we like in the gaming sector, because you're right, we don't talk about these projects all that often because there just hasn't been anything good enough to talk about. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few projects that we actually like that actually looks good enough to bring to your attention.
Yeah, so I think what we're going to be looking forward to here is to see this game actually go out to the masses from the open beta to real launch. And look, I still think it's early days with Katana Inu and the Katana token. This is obviously not financial advice. I'm just saying that I have a bag of it. But if you think what could happen when crypto gaming hits mainstream, this being one of the best looking crypto games in our opinion, you know, you can put two and two together there, right?
Yeah.
If you have any questions about Katana Inu, let us know in the comments. We're going to keep you guys updated.
Or maybe drop some other gaming gems that we should check out. We'll do the research. And then tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.